Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Public to coalesce around the fact that our president is a complete nincompoop, if I'm being polite. And you know what? I really like the American way of life. I really like the standard of living. I like all the ease of access. I like the cheap energy. I like all the cars that we have and all the different options for places you want to live and how you want to live. And Man, under the Democrats, they're really just going to end it all. Under Joe Biden, it's really just all collapsing around you. Isn't it obvious? I could just cover infrastructure collapse for 3 hours a day. Wouldn't even have to cover politics. Just sit here covering infrastructure collapse, or maybe the violent crime in the cities, or maybe the homelessness and the poverty everywhere. No, it's not time to be bashful. The Democrats come out and tell you it's the greatest economy ever, and then they tell you they have to fix the economy because the majority of Americans making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck. They tell you it's the greatest economy ever, and then they have to bail out the big banks. No, it's not time to be bashful. It's time for the American people to coalesce around the fact that if we don't recognize what an utter disaster is going on in the White House right now, then we're going to lose everything. The border wide open. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The political persecution. So the story is, did Donald Trump pay $100,000 to a porn star? And they run it all day, and they run it all night. How many people came across the southern border yesterday? How many people were shot in the city of Chicago this weekend? What do you want to do, over under 12? I'll take the over. Donald Trump. Oh, wow. And now we've got a... Is this live right now, guys? And now you've got another school shooting happening in Colorado. School evacuated. So now they'll come to take your guns. Some lunatic probably hopped up on pills that pays for the mainstream media. And now you'll have to turn your gun in. Yeah, you know, just your Bill of Rights under attack, your freedom, your prosperity under attack, your energy under attack, your infrastructure under attack. But hey, you know, I think Donald Trump paid a porn star $100,000. Seven people were killed, 46 others were injured due to a series of shootings near the United Center at Adams and Seeley. That was this weekend in Chicago. So you see, the signs are all around you. You see it. We just don't talk about it, do we? We just don't talk about what's going on. We just don't talk about what's causing it. We just don't talk about what it's going to look like in 5 years or 10 years. No, we want to talk about Donald Trump and a porn star. That's the big story. That's what the crowd wants. That's what the American people want. No, the story is the Democrats are trying to arrest their political opposition. The number one presidential candidate from their opposing party, the Democrats are trying to put him in jail. That's called corruption. That's called a banana republic. That's called your country is in big trouble. We'll discuss all this and more with Michael Yon on the other side.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential to read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste, designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Michael Yon is my guest, a student, a traveler, a lover of the world. And he joins me now to cover a bunch of topics like the bank failures, the 15-minute cities, what's going on between Putin and Xi Jinping. Michael Yon, what is your biggest story today? Where do you want to start?
Okay, Owen, where to start? I mean, I've been watching you. I mean, you know, we can start in a lot of really big places, right? I just left, well, I was just in the United States in Texas, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, watching the invasion in Texas of the border. We have no border. You know, I'm the one that broke the story about the Chinese coming through the Darien Gap. Almost nobody knows that because I feed it out to other people. I'm constantly down, you know, places like Colombia and Panama, watching that flood through the Darien Gap. For those who don't know what the Darien Gap is a border between Colombia and Panama. It's mostly jungle. It's all jungle. And they call it the gap because there's a highway that goes all the way from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego, Highway 1, actually. And you could actually take a motorcycle or whatever and go all the way from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego at the tip of South America, except for this one gap that's about 60 miles, 63 miles. There's no road, right? And so that jungle is an hourglass where about 1,000 people per day right now are coming through from all over the world, including China, mainland China. But about 140 nations in total, all over Africa, all over Asia, South America, including, of course, Venezuela's collapse, Haiti, of course. I was just over there, Dominican Republic recently, looking at the Dominicans build a wall between Dominican Republic and Haiti. They call it the Trump Wall, actually. It's pretty amazing how they just expelled, the Dominicans just expelled about 162,000 Haitians back to Haiti. Anyway, let's get to what I've been doing more recently. So I left Panama, the Darien Gap and Texas and Florida looking at these things, and I flew over to the elections in Netherlands. I went there specifically because, Jordan Peterson, he asked me to go on a show last year and it went viral. And so he asked me to go back for these elections in Netherlands, which I was actually going to do anyway. So I flew back to Netherlands and I was just driving all over Netherlands with farmers. And why the Netherlands, right? So I just want to Jordan Peterson again and explain this in detail. But since that time, some other things have happened. Why Netherlands? Why do I spend so much time in these places? You know, if you watch and map the places I go year after year and you see Colombia, Panama, Mexico, Texas border, Arizona border. When I came to the U.S. elections, I went to Maricopa County. I'd been overseas for months and I went straight to Maricopa. Out of all the counties in the United States, that happened to be the county that has, you know, has shown the most trouble with the latest elections, right, with Kerry Lake and whatnot in Arizona. So watch where I go. Why am I going to Netherlands so much? There's a specific reason for this. And why am I in Japan right now? Another specific reason. China, right? So China and the West, the World Economic Forum, they are so co-sanguinated and co-mingled that they are inseparable. They don't just cooperate. They're married, right? And so they're married to the point where, I mean, their intermediate goals are all very similar. Basically, to take control of the world, do a huge depopulation. Now, at the end state, now, the West, the World Economic Forum, they call it the WEF in the Netherlands, the World Economic Forum and CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, are clearly going to fight. At the end, as the Hong Kongers call it, Chinese Nazis, and I don't use that term lightly, that's the way Hong Kongers put it, they wish to basically take over the planet Earth with Chinese genes. And they're very clear about it. They don't hide this. It's not like anything that's, that's not out in the open. That's why I spent 7 months in the Hong Kong fighting in 2019 and 2020 until I was kicked out by the Chinazis for being out, you know, and revealing what's happening in this protest and the brutality. So many people beaten down right in front of me by the Chinazis. And so the Chinese, the Hong Kongers, would constantly call them Chinazis because they're using weaponized migration. Remember that term, weaponized migration, because that's what I'm looking at in all these places. And so in Hong Kong, the Chinazis from mainland China had been pushing in mainland Chinese, Han Chinese, at a rate of about roughly 100 to 150 a day for many years. These are Mandarin speakers. They look different. Their cultures are different than Hong Kongers, who are mostly Cantonese speakers, and the Cantonese speaking Hong Kongers are being muscled out. So they're being, with the weaponized migration of the mainlanders, they're just being muscled out of Hong Kong. And so at this point, you know, the elections are totally, well, you can see what happened. Hong Kong's been taken over, by the way. And by the way, I've never seen so many American flags in my life other than on the streets of Hong Kong, because they saw the United States as their only chance to get out of this thing. And actually, Donald Trump was actually helping them. And so you'd see Trump signs everywhere. This is Hong Kong, right? These are Hong Kongers, right? So anyway, Netherlands. Why did I just go to their elections? If you look at, you mentioned earlier, Owen, about smart cities. Right now, the farmers are being knocked off of their land in Netherlands to build something called, this is an intermediate goal, Tri-State City. When I was just on with Jordan Peterson, he said to me, he said something like, Michael, you know, your theory about, you know, the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party wishing to push Tri-State City, I said something like, Jordan, it's not a theory. I mean, this is actual reality. They got a website. They've got, it's all mapped out. Tri-State City. It's called Tri-State because it's comprised of Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany. So part of Germany, part of Belgium, and most of Netherlands will be Tri-State City. And it's a huge, massive city with about 30 million people that is being worked on now. But you got to take the farmers' land from them first, right? And there's numerous reasons to get the farmers off the land. One is to destroy the social fabric of the Netherlands, right? So there it is, Tri-State City. And so, okay. As you've got that map up, Owen, thank you for putting that map up. If you'll notice, there's two, you see Amsterdam there, right? Close to Amsterdam, south of there is Rotterdam, right? Rotterdam is one of the biggest ports in the world. It is the biggest port in Europe. And then just south of Rotterdam is Antwerp. Antwerp and Rotterdam. Antwerp is the second biggest port in Europe. So you got Rotterdam and Antwerp. These are the two biggest ports in Europe. Think about this for a minute. There's a train that runs all the way to Rotterdam from all the way over Chengdu and Shanghai, China, and the feeder, you know, basically the big main hub, the leaf chain, Chengdu, China, and comes all the way across Asia and goes right there, right? And so if you control those two ports, Rotterdam and Antwerp, and this area of Europe, I mean, that is the beating heart of Europe.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the Chinese basically have this new dream. They want to build a new Silk Road. The new one that they're building has to go through Ukraine, correct?
Well, it has different feeders. You'll see, I mean, yes, it does, but it goes, you'll see, you know, various feeders and maps, but yeah, definitely. So, I mean, this is not all coincidence, right? It's not a coincidence that I keep going to these places like Hong Kong or why I'm in Japan at this point. By the way, I've written 3 books on information war that are only in Japanese language. They're not even in English. And the reason why, and I started working on those in 2014. They've been out for years and they were big sellers here in Japan. And so, and the reason why I wrote these, and they're only in Japanese, is to wake up the Japanese for the to the information war that is going on against Japan, to split Korea and Japan and the United States. It's been now successful in 2019 and 2020 that this information, this is a very specific information war that
goes
around.
Well, the good news is we've got Joe Biden in charge, and so certainly Joe will mend these wounds, and he'll put some patchwork diplomatically. He'll fix these foreign relations. I mean, Joe Biden, he's up and at him, right? Actually, I don't even think we heard from Joe today. All right, Michael, we're up against a hard break. I want you to continue your story on the other side.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guest, he was all over the map, literally all over the map in the last segment, and I don't want to deter his momentum here, but Michael, I do want to ask you one question quickly, because you were covering the southern border issue, the Chinese nationals coming over, and when I was down there covering the open border, I noticed something as well. You can tell the difference between people that are traveling because they're downtrodden or actual refugees or looking for some help or whatever. But a lot of these people are coming in. They've got fresh clothes. They've got brand new iPhones. I mean, they get here. They're calling their friends. I see them at the airport talking about the party they're about to go to. And so I saw the Chinese nationals that was in one of the videos that went viral, and then they were re-seen in Brownsville. And these are individuals that don't seem to be bad off. They don't seem downtrodden. They have fresh clothes. What is the story with that?
Well, this is, exceedingly interesting. You know, the Chinese, the mainland, these are mainlander Chinese that are coming in, by the way. They're not, on my last trip to Darien, I'm about to go back, but on my last trip, I took two Chinese. One was a Cantonese speaker, and the other one was a Mandarin speaker. And the reason I took one of each is because, actually, I wanted to see if anybody spoke Cantonese that was coming through. And out of about 50 mainlanders that we spoke with, none spoke Cantonese, all spoke Mandarin, all were from mainland China. None were from, like, Taiwan, you know, where they speak Mandarin as well. None were from, say, Indonesia or Thailand. There's tons of Chinese that live in Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia and, you know, all over the place, right? They were all from mainland China. They were all from all over mainland China. None were like downtrodden. None were, they looked more like, you know, professionals. Most were military age males. There were some family units or ostensibly family units. I mean, there were some children, but by far most were military age males. I made a lot of, video of it, just, you know, very close and talking with them, chatting with them. And, they come, the mainlanders, like one had just been over in China 2 weeks before I encountered him in the jungle in Panama, in Darien Gap. And he had flown. They all had the same story. They flew to Ecuador. So they fly from mainland China. They get to Ecuador. And then in Ecuador, they stay in a series of, like, a guest houses and that sort of stuff. And then they go up to Colombia. And then they go through the Darien Gap. And the Chinese have more money, so they take a safer route. They take a boat. Or they go from a place called Nicocli up to a place called Copacabana. I've also done this boat route. And that's in Colombia. And then they get, then the people without as much money, they then, that looks like Darien Gap right there. Yeah, I spent months down there. That place is epic. A huge amount actually died going through there. But anyway, the people that don't have money have to take the route that you're showing right now. That's the hard route. You see, some of these don't look like they've got as much money.
And also, how much of that is coordinated? Because we see these giant maps that route where they're going to get into the United States. I mean, there's some level of coordination because they end up in groups, some of them on buses, they get these envelopes.
It's more than some level of coordination. I mean, we can go on about that as well. Now, the Chinese pay roughly $20,000. Most of them are saying about $20,000 to get from mainland China to that part of Panama. And then by the time you see them in Texas or wherever, they will have paid about $10,000 more. So total of about $30,000. These aren't poor people. As you see these Chinese coming through, they look quite healthy. They look, you know, they're educated. For instance, when I'm down there with my interpreters, they're educated people. These aren't Chinese running from something, you know, they're running to something. And anyway, the routes. Now, you may have seen recently in the last few weeks that, you know, you can see that the routes are being coordinated and you see the maps being revealed. The way stations and how to get legal help. Well, I'm the one that broke that. I broke that from the Darien Gap. All right. As they come out of the jungle from the Darien Gap, the ones who survive, There's a guy from Red Cross there. I've got video of it. I made the video. And he's showing you a map of where to go. And they got a QR code. You can get your smartphone out. QR code. It'll show you the places to go along the way, all the way through, of course, Costa Rica, Nicaragua. And then you keep going, of course. And finally, you end up crossing the Guatemala border over to Tapachula, Mexico, where I've done this as well. And then from Tapachula, you end up taking buses. And then you end up on the U.S. border. And this advice that you get along the way, this is aided by the United States of America. Secretary Mayorkas went down to Darien last April. I mean, April of last year, I was there. I waited for him for days. Yeah, right there. You see Bajo Chiquito? Actually, I'm surprised Bajo Chiquito is on the map at all. Bajo Chiquito, I've been to that village. That's a very remote village. There's no roads to it. It takes 3 hours by Piragua to get up there, and it takes an hour to get to the Piragua on back road, or like you need a four-wheel drive. And then you get on the Piragua Piragua is a dugout canoe. That's the only thing on those rivers. And Bajo Chiquito is where the migrants come out of, is one of two villages where they come out of the Darien Gap. And then they finally go to these two camps. One of the camps is Las Blancas, and the other camp is called San Vicente Camp. These are the camps that U.S. taxpayer money is paying to expand. And I droned them last year, for instance, when Secretary Mayorkas, he went to San Vicente Camp. I waited for him. On about the fourth day, he landed. I saw the Blackhawks coming in, three Blackhawks. I launched my drone. I'd just been sitting there waiting. I knew where they might land, and they did. And then they went right in front of me into the San Vicente Camp, and they talked with the Panamanian government about expanding the camp, and we have done it. So now the flow is about 1,000 people per day coming through the Darien Gap and going north. And we, the United States government, has negotiated this between Panama and Costa Rica, something called controlled flow. Controlled flow is an agreement between the governments of Panama and Costa Rica. Actually, we did it, the United States government, to help increase the flow of migrants to the United States. We're paying for it. There's something else called IOM or OIM, depending on which language. It's the Immigration Organization of Migration. You know, it's IOM in English and OIM in Spanish. Anyway, so you'll see in Schiphol Airport, for instance, in Netherlands, at departures, Terminal 3 departures, go in there, and you'll see, go through the little whirly door, and to the left, there's an OIM office right there in Schiphol Airport, the main Amsterdam airport, the only Amsterdam airport. And that OIM office helps the migrants, quote unquote, get on flights to around Europe. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So once you get over to Europe, they help you get to different countries in Europe, or they help you get to Europe as well. So this OIM or IOM, again, depending on the language, it's United Nations. I was just at their terminal again, sitting there watching migrants come from around the world and get their tickets and get on UN jets that are paid for by the United States government and by other taxpayers around the world to invade Europe, which is really incredibly done, and the United States, which is also, this is a replacement strategy. Anyway, we can go on about this for hours, but the bottom line,
It's called weaponized immigration. I mean, you just laid it out.
Yeah.
I mean, the questions are pretty obvious here. Why are millions of foreigners getting paid to come here? Why are millions of foreigners rushing to come here? There's an agenda afoot. There's a mission. There's a goal. There's a plot. There's a plan. And so we can get into all the different things you have. Replacement. And it's funny because they say there's no such thing as the great replacement theory, but by the way, it's a good thing that it's happening. Michael Yon is our guest, and just incredible information we are receiving here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals, turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, Michael, I know you could talk about this for days. And I know there's other stories you want to come on and cover as well. But I do want to ask one more question here. When we talk about Chinese nationals paying $30,000 to get to the United States, I mean, my question would be, why? Why are they deciding to come here illegally when clearly they could come here legally if they were so inclined? What is the story there?
Good question. You know, Owen, think about when you see some of these Chinese, they clearly, to me, they look like, some look like military or intelligence people. Others are probably, honestly, family units or something along those lines. But mixed in with these groups are clearly, there's a lot of people that are highly suspicious, not just with Chinese. and they're coming through. Keep in mind, that's the Darien Gap. That's only one feeder route. They're also coming into the Canadian route. They're also in February alone. I don't know if this number's out there, but about 150,000 migrants, quote unquote, came through the borders that had encounters or were getaways with Border Patrol. Now, that is just the ones who came across. That doesn't include the people that, say, flew to Atlanta Airport or New York or whatever, Los Angeles. Or, this doesn't include the people that came through and had visas or came through and didn't have visas and encountered them at the border, you know, and encountered them as they entered the United States by a port of entry, like, you know, any of the airports or whatnot. These are the people that, like, for instance, were caught coming over the Rio Grande at night or that sort of thing. About 150,000 just in February, right? So these numbers are swelling. They're going way out of control. And let me get back to this weaponized migration, because you started to hit on it, Owen, before we went on break. And the weaponized migration, this is an old tactic in warfare. I was in Lithuania about a year and a half ago before the Ukraine war broke out. Warning, you know, because I was down in Morocco watching Morocco weaponize migrants against Spain in these two Spanish cities called Ceuta and Melilla. There's these two Spanish cities that are actually in Africa. They're in Morocco. And so if you can get into Ceuta or Melilla, which are in Africa, they're in Morocco. If you get into those cities, Ceuta or Melilla, you're actually in the EU, and therefore you fall under EU law. So you see Morocco, which is a good friend of the United States, and it was the first country to actually recognize the United States, and we've had great relations, but they are actually weaponizing migrants as well. So, and I was over there also with on the Turkish Greece border, and with on the Greek side with Greek militia. Actually, I was there with Chuck Holton, a friend of mine who's actually here in this Airbnb somewhere, and we've been out checking out weaponized migration here in Japan. Anyway, the bottom line is weaponized migration is an old strategy, and it's been used over and over and over in places like Ukraine and in the 1930s and before by Stalin, you know, to replace the kulaks. It's being used all across Europe right now. If you go to Luxembourg, the first time I was in Luxembourg is when I was in the Army back a long time ago. And I was there again last year. And now approximately 50%, almost 50, look at their own website, their own official website in Luxembourg, the country of Luxembourg. And it's about almost 50% now of foreigners. And they're all
wow, and that's a tiny country. I mean, that's the tiniest landmass of a country, isn't it?
It is. And you think about it, though, and think about it strategically. If you want to take these chessboard squares, little countries like Luxembourg are important. That used to be the jewel of Europe. Now, it was a place where, you know, you might let your wife and kids out at midnight, no problem.
Oh, yeah, highest incomes, like highest, I mean, obviously it's a small country, but it was like wealthy, well off.
Super safe. Not now.
Wow.
I mean, I saw literally probably 10 or a dozen fights in the approximate week or so that I was there this last trip. It's just unbelievable. I mean, African gangs running some of the street corners in downtown Luxembourg. Don't take my word for it. If you're in Europe, get on over to Luxembourg, go to Luxembourg City, get yourself a hotel down by the train station, and watch all the action. You're going to see fights. You're going to see people doing drugs in the road. You're going to see people defecating in the road in broad daylight. You're going to see the police not doing anything about it. Yeah, we can go on about this. But let me talk about Tri-State City just one more thing. Now, you can see this replacement strategy in Netherlands and, well, across Europe and the United States is well underway. Now, taking that farmland in Netherlands is key to taking over the Netherlands, which is key to Europe. Because remember, Tri-State City has what? Rotterdam and Antwerp harbors right there. The two biggest ports in Europe are in Tri-State City. This is a perfect place. That's the beating heart of Europe. If you control that, I mean, you've got a massive amount of control over what comes and goes out of Europe. That's a big deal, right? Now, and that'll be a smart city, basically a camp, right? I mean, one of these 15-minute cities. I mean, a total control state, a farm.
So
right?
This is like now, taking the EU, the concept of the EU, but now they're just shrinking it down and saying it's not a series of countries. Now it's a series of cities.
Owen. You're not going to believe it. Well, yeah, you would. I see you talking about these things all the time. Some people won't believe it. I mean, they're releasing wolves across Europe now. For instance, in Netherlands, years ago, there was no wolves in Netherlands, but they passed a law to protect wolves. And the Dutch were like, well, okay, we can pass the law. Why are you trying to pass a law to protect wolves? There's no wolves here. And now suddenly there's wolves. When I just landed in Netherlands on this most recent trip, a wolf was killed close to me, about half a kilometer away, got hit by a car on the highway, right? So they're eating people's livestock. They're eating their you know, cows and sheep and that sort of thing. Real wolves, right? And so in wolf packs, like in Germany about 2 or 3 weeks ago, a German lady, she was on her little electric bike. Luckily, she said it has turbo on it. And three wolves were chasing her, almost got her. And actually, wolves got one of the prize ponies of one of the Ursula of Germany. They call her the evil, the witch of Germany. Killed her pony. Look on the news. You'll see how wolves killed her pony. This is one of the main globalist women of Europe. Anyway,
now it's not like it's not like, okay, the EU is going to have some, you know, some sort of diplomatic influence or even the ability to overpower what your country might want. Now it's going to be down to a city level where even the city can't be sovereign. You can't even have a local leadership be sovereign from this.
Oh, they're not sovereign, Owen. Like the Dutch government is not sovereign at all. And we need to talk about that if we have time. But for instance, these wolves, these are clearly being used in an information attack right now on farmers in Germany and Netherlands and other places to say, well, the reason that the wolves are killing these sheep and whatnot, of course, wolves will kill like 20 sheep and eat one of them because that's how they roll. And, you know, but the media is saying that it's the farmer's fault for having farms there on traditional wolf land. Well, wolf land, what are you talking about? A lot of the Netherlands where they introduced these wolves was underwater. I mean, that was traditional fish land until the amazing Dutch pulled it out of the sea, right? They reclaimed it from the sea. But now, you know, you've got, anyway, bottom line is the wolves, and look at the World Economic Forum website. You'll see they have pictures of wolves and bears and all these other things and these little, natural areas that they're trying to join together and basically get rid of everybody and push everybody into these smart. I was reading a book on cholera about 2 years ago. I read a lot of books on pandemics and whatnot, and I have for many, many years because I'm a war correspondent, right? And pandemic, famine, and war, they go together. So, I mean, you know, I did all the kinetics and the shootouts and all that stuff for years. But there's other higher levels of warfare. Information war is the PhD level of warfare, right? But there's many other forms of warfare that don't include guns. Weaponized migration, for instance. Or pandemic or famine. So you see what's being used is just a combined arms with the death jabs and all these sorts of things to just diminish the population and control what's left. Anyway,
here's a break here. So hold that thought. We got our final break, last segment with Michael Jahn coming up, and we can talk about the Dutch farmers and the concept of 15-minute cities because, I mean, obviously we look at this stuff and we're just supposed to accept that it's inevitable. We're supposed to accept that eventually you're not going to be able to find a steak anymore or a cheeseburger. Eventually you're going to live in the mega cities. Well, no, that isn't inevitable.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, we've covered so much information here with Michael Yon, just a wealth of knowledge. And the two, well, there's a lot of big issues you didn't get into, but I know two things you wanted to talk about was the Dutch farmers and the idea of 15-minute cities. And I'm sure that there's a way, at least right now, where they both tie together. They got to take the farmers' land in order to basically take control over them. And the Dutch farmers are actually fighting back. There are mass protests happening. Do you want to talk about that first?
Yeah, that's important, Owen. Some interesting aspects unfolding with that. For instance, the BBB party, which you may have seen in the news, it's been getting international news. I was there for the elections. They won in a landslide. It's called the Born Burger Beweging, right? In Dutch, I mean BBB. It means the Farmer Citizens Movement, right? They won in a landslide. They took, I believe, 17 seats. Anyway, let's get to that. I'm going to... tiny minority of people that think BBB actually is not good news. And I have, and here's some of my support for my reasoning on that. I think that they're basically a wolf in wolf's clothing. They're not even hiding who they are. For instance, I just drove about 800 miles around Netherlands. I know it's a tiny country, but I was crisscrossing it everywhere. And my GPS showed about 800 miles. I was going to all these different farms, talking with farmers, going to political meetings and you know, that sort of thing, doing my job, right? Now, most of the farmers had switched over from parties like the FVD, which is the Forum for Democracy and that sort of thing, and they had gone over to BBB. Now, Here's some of my evidence that I believe BBB is a wolf in wolf's clothing. First of all, there are political signs all over the Netherlands. I just drove about 800 miles around there. Signs are everywhere. It's BB better. It's written right on the sign. BB better, right? Build back better. They don't even hide it. I mean, build back better for the. Now, when I talk with some farmers about that, they're like, yeah, BB better. That's nice. I'm like, no, do you know what build back better means? That is your enemy. That is your. That's like saying Heil Hitler. I mean, it's like build back better. They're saying it right on their sign, which is what they often do. Another indicator. There are many indicators, but let's just go to those two. BB better on signs all over the place. Another is that this BBB party was getting massive amounts of Dutch and European press. For instance, in world press. For instance, I just got a message from Colombia right after the election from a senator I know there. And she said, she sent me a message and she said, look, Michael, I know you're in Netherlands. The BBB party just won. This is a great victory for the farmers. I said, hold on. No. And she's a senator in Colombia, the country of Colombia right now. I said, no, I don't believe this is good news. It says, they say on their sign, build back. Why do you even know about Colombia, about some political party in Netherlands? Why is it getting all over CNN? Why is it getting Fox and everybody else is talking about the BBB party? And they got so much, they dominate the news cycle in Netherlands. And it wasn't negative news, right? Now, the competitive parties like the FVD in Netherlands, they were, you know, ostracized and demonized and whatnot. And now they've only got one seat. They were a dominant party in Netherlands. Now they're just basically sidelined. I've spent a lot of time with them. I was with them on the night of the election, for that matter. So here, two major elements here. One is BBB on their political signs is BB better. I mean, what, how more clearly can you say it? And another is they got so much press that wasn't negative, right? Now let's go to a third level. Caroline Vanderplas, she was the founder of the BBB party in 2019. It's a new party, highly funded. Where'd they get all this money? Everybody, a lot of people want to know, but the farmers totally went for them. And I think these are great farmers, good farmers. I get along with farmers in every country I go to. That's why when I just went back to Germany, I mean, here, Japan, I left Netherlands, I went to Germany and other places. Now I'm back in Japan. I was just out with fishermen and some others. And farmers, and that's where you'll get a lot of the graph. There you go with the BB bet. Look at the green on the lower left. When you see the green, that's their actual emblem. If you see green on a political sign in Europe, I mean, you might as well just put a swastika there. I mean, seriously. And then BB better. It's right on the sign. And so, and they're getting this huge amount of press, right, all over. And so, anyway, now, Caroline Vanderplas, the so-called founder of the BB, she's, you know, the lead, the head of it, openly talks about negotiating with the government on the nitrogen policy, the Stickstoff policy, as they call it, Stickstoff in Netherlands and Germany, right? And so they say instead of talking about carbon dioxide, they talk about Stickstoff, nitrogen, right? And they make it sound like nitrogen, which is like 78, 79% of the air.
Hold on. We're not even getting right a now. Consistent element here that's causing all these problems.
Nope.
Depending on which country you go to, it's a different element causing climate change. Okay. All right.
It's tailor-made, brother. Every country you go to is tailor-made. It's like, here's Stickstoff, because they know that, anyway, the carbon dioxide doesn't fly as well in Netherlands. Now, you cross the border, and you go over to Germany, and they want to talk about carbon dioxide again, right? Because like Germany and Netherlands border each other. Oh, let me talk about that. So I was just over in this protest on March 11th. There was two protests that day. I went with the farmers' protest. And then the Extinction Rebellion, they're like sort of like Antifa in a sense. They're a bunch of meat bots, I call them. They're, you know, robotic, you know, there's...
They hate you driving a car. They're big climate activists.
Yeah, and so check this out, Owen. The Dutch police asked for water cannons from Germany, trucks with water, and Germany actually sent water cannons into Netherlands, which is amazing when you think about it. With Germany, with Netherlands actually asking Germans to send equipment, and then they hose down the truck. Interestingly,
did they hose down the climate commies or the farmers?
Yeah, not the farmers. The farmers, they're like MAGA, the farmers.
Can they hose down the climate commies?
Oh, they hose them down in the middle of the A12 highway. But you know, those same water cannons were the same ones that Germany sold to Hong Kong to hose down the people where I got hit with them. They were, you know, they sold these $2 million water cannon trucks over to Hong Kong. Water cannon trucks were developed in Germany, by the way, I think in the 1930s. But so the actual, yeah, the globalists in Germany sold them to Hong Kong to help smash the protesters I was with in Hong Kong. Yeah, they were smashing them hard. They put these chemicals in there that burn terribly. You would have Hong Kongers stripping off their clothes in the street to get that crap off. And anyway, but now let's go back to now I'm in Japan. So I left Europe and I came back to Japan. Again, I've written three books that are only in Japanese language about information wars that are being used here to divide Japan. Like yesterday, I was with Chuck Colton and Masako Ganaha, the famous Japanese journalist, and we were interviewing a guy who married a doll, an actual doll, an anime doll. Anyway, but before
it
we
happens interviewed in Japan him, regularly now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was really interesting. We were in his apartment. Anyway, the doll was there. And anyway, but before that, we just moved from Ishigaki Island. Oh, man, it's like another story. But, I mean, but so Ishigaki Island, this looks like video I took. I didn't take that video, but I was physically, I know that spot. And so, and, anyway, that was Hong Kong. And so, anyway, that looks like Hong Kong as well. But anyway, yeah, that's definitely Hong Kong. I mean, that was at some of these fights. But anyway, so at Ishigaki Island, if you look at Ishigaki Island, that's very close to Taiwan. Yesterday, we were with the mayor of Ishigaki in his office. And we were talking about potential war with Taiwan, food security, and these sorts of things. He's worried about potential famine, and he's worried about potential famine in Ishigaki if war breaks out or if other things unfold. They don't have they create a lot of food there, but it's mostly sugar cane. People can't live on sugar cane, so you know they've got maybe 20 to 30% self sufficiency. That's being aggressive, actually, it's probably a lot less than that.
And would you say that China controls most of the means of production and movement of the food supply in Asia?
They don't directly control it, but there's a lot of inputs to this. For instance, with the fertilizers, with the energy, and these sorts of things. For instance, when I was just over in Netherlands with a pig farmer a couple of weeks ago, and he told me about how he was self-sufficient. He has over 1,000 pigs. He uses the pig manure to fertilize his Christmas tree. He has Christmas trees and pear trees, right? And I said, where do you get your pig food? He gets that from Brazil. And his eyes lit up when I asked him that. He's a smart guy. And I said, you know, the fertilizer that Brazil uses to create that maize that feeds your pigs, that comes from Europe. And Europe is now way short of nitrogenous fertilizers, in part because Nord Stream 1 and 2 were cut, right? Nord Stream 2, of course, was not flowing. It was pressurized.
And not to mention the fertile soil that we know is in Ukraine. Man, Michael, there's so much more left to talk about. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm sure Alex will be wanting to have you back to finish up this discussion. But it's important, folks, to understand the reason why they need control of the food supply is not just so they can cut off your access to meat. It's so that they can cut off your access to being a sovereign citizen. Force you in to the 15-minute cities, where it's the only place you can get food and water. That's what they really want to do to you, in my view. Michael Yon, thank you so much for your time today, man. Great stuff, as always.
Thank you.
And coming up next is Kate Daly, and then I'll be back in an hour hosting the War Room, fulfilling my normal duties here at InfoWars. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.